This is Nat Metcalf. I'm pleased to be sponsored by The Netball Show for the 2026 Super League season.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Delighted, as always, to speak to Tamsin Greenway. Tamsin, big season for Mavs, full of challenges, but some defining performances as well. How would you describe things overall, really?
You know what? It's hard, isn't it? Because if you just define it on making top four, then we haven't achieved what we wanted. But I spoke to the group a couple of weeks ago and I was like, they've learnt more about themselves and the team we want to be this season than we have done in a long time. Like, the whole point was about a build, was about a journey. I don't know why we've suffered so many injuries again. I mean, three fractures across the team. They're not even sort of overuse injuries. So that's been really frustrating for the players in particular. And then obviously Han went down at the weekend too. So there's been lots there, but on the positives, like, there's been some amazing things. Gemma Donoghue playing wing defence all season. Jamie coming in February and playing as well as she has at goal defence. Bringing Ellie Sadler into the group, who was just playing in next gen literally just over a month ago. And there she is absolutely smashing it against Liv Sheen at the weekend. And I think there's just been so much. Izzy Phillips playing out the season at centre. And, you know, it's been absolutely incredible to have George Inger back on the court, to see what Emma Saka was doing before she got injured. And so it's really hard, because when one thing is emphasis is placed so much on where you finish, obviously, it's professional sport. It's hard to sort of accept the good things that have happened. And there's been so many good things. I said to that new defensive unit, they're sitting third in the defensive table in terms of goals against this season as Mavericks. Like, that's unheard of. You know, Paulson and Sondra are the teams above them. And they've had units and combinations that have worked together for years in positions that they play. And so I just, you know, there's so much to be proud of, and I don't want it to sound cliche. We're obviously disappointed, but we've ran teams close this year, which actually last year, even when we made the finals, we didn't do consistently. And we have put in some big performances when it matters. So lots to learn, lots to build on, but a good year for London Mavericks.
Injury setbacks. Obviously, when you look back, though, how much did you approach that? Maybe a change in strategy during the tougher stretches?
Yeah, you know what? It's weird. I was reflecting on this. I've never been in a team that hasn't made top four. And so it's kind of a weird one to go, right, well, what now? Like, what does that look like? And I think, you know, we talked as a group about the destination might have changed, but the journey doesn't. And there's loads of things we can look at. Playing Forest the first game of the season, you know, we're ahead for most of that game. We lost it in the last quarter, like, shoulda, woulda, coulda. You know, the first Pulse game, we were disappointing. We were all disappointed in ourselves that that wasn't how we wanted to put ourselves out. And yet, at Wembley, we absolutely took it to Pulse all the way to the end. You know, we were leading against Loughborough for long periods of that game. And I think there's so many things that I've learned along the way, so many things I've learned about the two-point shot, so many things I've learned about the players and how they impact and how they take on information, and so much I've learned about myself being back in coaching. You know, it's trusting yourself to make decisions, being brave on the calls, you know, the information that you're given. So much has been learned across the season. And I'm always like buzzing for next year to start now as well. I want to get this one done and get through unscathed would be nice. But we've still got two big home games. And, you know, Mickey Austin, our assistant coach, went today to the team. She was like, you know, we owe it to our fans to put out the performances we've been given all season. And I think one thing for sure, we've been playing some really exciting netball.
Yeah, and the team's resilient, really. The resilience and adaptability.
They kind of have to be, don't they? I swear I'm going to get in a witch doctor next year. The curse of Mavericks has to end. But yeah, we talked about that. You know, I'm not sure we handled Emma Saka going down particularly well in that Thunder game. And yet, you know, at Pulse, we talked when Hannah went down, you know, that game was for her. We were going to continue to play out that game. We weren't going to let what happened in Brighton a few weeks before. And that's what you're finding with this group. You know, I've got a lot of players in this team that are under 23 that don't have some of the experience around them, that have played seasons and seasons of Super League with people next to them. And so they're learning about themselves. Who steps up and delivers in those moments? Who looks after each other in different ways? Because they're all such good humans. But it's about them finding their voice in those big moments. And I think it's awful that we've had to go through some of those things, but the learnings from this season will be massive.
And when players are obviously returning as well, it's about that balance between coming back from rehab and obviously maintaining the combos that you've been working on.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, looking after players as well, it's like, Ellie Ratu, you know, we have a clear plan to get her out playing this season, and Next Gen is the perfect fit for her right now, just because of the length and the intricacies of what she did. So, you know, we're looking after players. It's not about just shoving them out there and expecting miracles. It's about how you physically and mentally preparing them and looking after them. And we've had so much, you know, Emily Andrew had time out with her back, and one of the big things this year was to get her to play goal attack, and so she missed the big chunk of that time. But we've built that up, and we trust these players to learn and deliver on the job, and they've been doing that. So although we haven't necessarily always got over the line, we've started to build something that will only stand them in good stead for next year and the years that come against that.
What about the fact that every season is going to have a turning point match? Any in particular that you would class as that?
Yeah, you know what? Like, a turning point for there's been a few, actually. I think how we delivered after our first four games, you know, it was probably the worst possible outcome for us. We got one out of four in those four games. And I was like, doesn't mean the season's over. You know, you've got to regroup at that point. We had a big discussion after our Pulse performance that we weren't happy with how we delivered that game. And actually, we have to be better against the top teams. You know, the turning point was the second loss to Forest. It was always going to be then very difficult to make top four. But again, we discussed about if we seriously want to step up and be a top four team, we can't make 35 errors in a game, which is what we did. Bearing in mind the week before we'd made 15. And I think those conversations are easier to have with the team when they understand what we're trying to achieve. And actually it was some self-awareness from all of us to go, you know what? We want to be a top four team. That can't happen again. And it hasn't happened again. And I think that's what I'm most proud of, the quick learnings of this group and how they take ownership and go, right, we want to be better. We want to be this. We want to be seen as this team. Yeah. And we've learned from lots of key moments through the season.
You're well known for your tactical approach as well. I suppose that question is, have teams become smarter in their approach to games?
I think every team will have a tactical element. Like, that's what coaching's all about. I'm not the only person that uses tactics. I was just the person on TV talking about them. Like, I think every team has their style. Every team has a tactic. Whether you choose to use your tactic to improve your team or whether you choose to use that tactic against others. I've been really impressed with how some of our game plans have come to fruition, even when we haven't got over the line. And that's difficult for other people to understand, because if you don't know what you've been working on, you don't know whether we're actually doing that or not. But the reality is, that's the way the game's gone. It's about individual matchups. It's about style matchup. It's about how you break down opposition. And I love that challenge. Like, it's the best part of the game. And you know, just because you have a tactic doesn't always mean that you can deliver on that as well. And I think that's another learning for all coaches when you're doing it. It's like, just because you have a plan of doing something, you have to have a team that can do that. And that's the bit that I love. Like, not only have you got to develop it, you've got to make it work for your team.
Well, at least you haven't been busted with binoculars at training ground. Unlike another.
Andy, I wish I had time to go and spy on other teams. I don't even know. That's the thing. They've got too many analysts, clearly. They've got too many part-time analysts. But that's good for you anyway with the borough. So, yeah. And for Beth. So,
So, Mavs, obviously, still a bit of a young franchise in the league as well. So the growth, though, has been really noticeable from season one.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, this is not just about the performance on the court. This is about the brand. You know, we've had like huge engagement with our social this year. We've doubled the amount of followers in the space of a short season. We've exceeded our ticket sales. We had over 4,600 people in Wembley last year. It was 3,200. We sold out Brighton. You know, you have to remember there are so many things that are ongoing, and that's so important, not only just for us as a club, but as a league, as a new brand. And I know we kept the Mavericks club, but we are a new brand in terms of London Mavericks. It's so important that all the clubs are pushing forward in this direction. We want it to be a professional league. And for that to happen, we've all got to be doing our job off the court as well, which is what I'm loving. You know, some of the things that I've seen this season from the teams and the way the growth of the game's going, it's really important. And I'm proud that we're a part of that as well.
How do you see Next Gen structure in general? Obviously, it's helping Mavs long term as well, but it did wonders to George.
Yeah, absolutely. And look at us. I think we were counting up. We will have had 7 players from our Next Gen across the last 2 seasons come into our full squad, whether that is a temporary or a permanent. And you know, that's something I'm really proud of, what we're building. We've also got a team that are sitting joint first, top of the table, and might go on and win this next-gen league or at least finish second, which is great in terms of progression. And it helps. It absolutely helps. You know, it's a feeder for our players. We take it very seriously. I think there's so much more that can be done in the next-gen league. I'd actually like to see the age group scrapped of it and it just to become your feeder team. And they let clubs trust who they can bring in and why, because it only helps the youngsters playing against players. And I don't say that lightly. Like, you know, I feel we've got a perfect mix of experience and youth this year, and that's been wonders for us. And it's a tough one because, you know, I said to the players at the start of last season, it's the hardest club to be in, not our club, but in a position to be in playing in that league next gen, because you want it so bad, that next step. But you're going to have to do everything for the love of the game, and you're going to have to push yourself harder than you've ever pushed yourself. And yeah, it's nice to see the reward of that for some of the players.
As you look forward to next season then, I mean, what excites you most about where things are going?
Just things that we've achieved this year. You know, some of the partnerships we've created on court, some of the learnings in positions. And, you know, I have personal responsibility as well. Like, there's players in my group that I want to see on the international stage. They want to be England players. And I think we're hopefully giving them foundations to do that as well. And it's my job to help them as much as I can get there. So there's things that I'm looking forward to next year. I'm looking forward to seeing Jamie perform on the world stage as well internationally. I've been a massive fan of hers, and for South Africa, that's going to be great. I'm looking forward to seeing what the club we can do as well and develop more as a brand, because that's been really exciting.
And you have that support, obviously, from Mickey Cam and obviously Olivia Lucy and Kieran too, their support throughout the season?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I have such a close-knit performance staff group. We have a full-time performance group operating. It's been so nice to have a head of performance involved with Lana, obviously my PA with Izzy. Helen, our team manager, has just been a godsend. And even like the setup we have for our interns here, Sophie and Zoe, has been absolutely mega. And having a full-time physio too. So that's been really special. The support of the board and the club is immense. You know, Olivia, Lucy and Kieran are never far away from a phone call. It's just a really cool, friendly environment to be involved that are highly competitive but also very supportive, and you can't ask for any more when you're working a job like this.
And I have one question today on the Com Games, nothing to do with who you'd take. That's been covered. The news that Bongi's going to be their chef de mission.
I know. Oh my god, the best choice. I've always said she was one of life's special people. You know, netball, you feel so lucky sometimes who you get to meet. And I would never have met Bongi if it wasn't for netball. And I will never, ever regret sending her the Facebook message, which she thought was a joke, when I said, hey, I'm a coach in England. Do you want to come and play? That's how we used to do it back then. And yeah, she changed my world. She changed our team. And she's special. And that's why she's got a gig like that. And nobody in the world deserves it better than her. And you know what? Just like some of the England players laid the foundation for the group that are now, she did the same with South Africa. She was the one that was pushing that group to be better and better. And look at what's happened in terms of the players they're producing. And that, you know, don't go far away from that group before that made that possible.
And in closing, obviously, that heartbreaking news that Beth's retiring end of the season. A word on her.
Oh, I mean, she's absolutely quality, isn't she? And it's sad, but also I think a massive celebration of her career. It's funny because she came through our group, not that we're on phones in our training, but one of the injured players sort of said, oh my God, Beth's retiring. And you know, what was amazing, this is credit to her as a player. All the players were like, oh my God, that's so sad. Like, yeah. She's amazing. And that just shows how much respect you have from other teams that affects them. And as I said to the players then, she's had an incredible career. I also said she was playing when I was playing, so that just shows you that she's getting to that age as well. But you know, in terms, I remember as a young kid playing wing attack at Manchester Thunder, being a bane of my life then, and I remember many battles against Beth, and I remember having to retire because of people like Beth Cobden or Beth Durant now. And she is an absolute superstar, and she's done it all. She's won competition, she's been the pillar in Loughborough Lightning, she's played overseas at NSSN, she has won things internationally with England, and she's just a really, really good person as well. the feisty wing of defence you see on the court is not the incredible human she is off the court. And full-blown respect for her and her career. Sad day, but also a massive celebration of what she's achieved.
Well, Tamsin, thanks for your time today. Really interesting finding out your directions and Mavs are heading, and I'll see you at the commies.
Yeah, I might have seen you before. I'm going to be at the grand final. You know what? It's going to be really, really cool watching these top four teams go at each other. I think it's going to be an exciting final series. I'm hoping Manchester will be packed out as well, because it's great to have a final up north out of London. That'll give me a day trip. And I'll see you at the Commonwealth Games as well, Andy.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.